God. Give us a key. Praise God for in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we come in the name of Jesus, he who can stand before the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, come on now. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who stand before in the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You believe that Jesus is alive? Jesus is alive. Ooh. Jesus is alive. Sin and death must go. They are conquered foe. For Jesus is alive. Oh, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Sin and death must go. They are conquered. For Jesus is alive. Oh, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Sin and death must go. They are conquered. For Jesus is alive. Amen. Oh, it's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. We're going to nail the demons down in the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised a plan that in all things as a man, oh, he could live so he could give. Give us a life behind a name. Oh, amen. It's a life behind a name that makes the demons tremble. It's a life behind a name makes the proud heart humble. Was God who devised a plan that in all things as a man, oh, he could live so he could give. Give us a name behind a name. Oh, come on now. It's the life behind a name. Come on, yes, you're moving now. The primons tremble. Now they got it. Behind a name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised a plan. Glory! In all things as a man, he could live so he could give. Give us a life behind a name. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're here to worship God. Amen. The church meeting is over. We're here to worship. We're here to praise him. We're here to thank him. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. My amen. Glory. Amen. Praise God. Now we got a few praises going. Now we get to the word. Amen. Job 38, and 1 Timothy 4, and Revelation 12. I promise you that I speak about those devils tonight. Amen. And those demons and angels and things. So be it. So for a few minutes, I'm going to cut it off, though. I'm not going to hold you to 10:30 and all like that. I'm trying to get everything in order. Amen. But I had the little church meeting. Otherwise, we'd be finished by now. Amen. So now I can pick this up on Sunday. I have the thought it wasn't so from the beginning. So I may have to hold that back until next Sunday and then finish this Sunday morning. So we'll see. But we can cut it off. Amen. It's no problem. Amen, because we in order now. Everybody knows who's who and what is what. Amen. And what's going on. Amen. Job 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof? If thou knowest, or who has stretched the line upon it, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? See that pyramid there? Amen. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. In 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, the last days. Now, it's a period of time here now that when these things are going to happen here. Now, in the latter days, the last times, some shall depart from the faith, a great falling away, and they given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, Jim Jones and here, Christian and all these things here, devils, and Baptist and Methodist too, devils. Find out tonight, and Pentecostals too, and interpretations too, devils. Really, the word should be demons, because in the Greek has to do with, I didn't get it all tonight, but may I come back Sunday, has to do with the word demon, has to do with to know, and the demons know, thou art the Son of God, and people don't even know it, amen. And they got the Bible. The devils know who he is. And he's the seven thunders, and they in the mess don't even know it. Amen, Brother Tony, is that something? They don't even know it. Amen. Well, here we are. I didn't even get started yet. Praise God. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having a conscience. Remember Brother Dave? Amen. What Brother Dave told us? The conscience. Amen. The nerve center of the soul. Having the conscience seared with a hot iron, flattening, burning right out, and they can't even feel nothing in the souls. Amen. forbidden to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Well, you know, the Catholic priests on Friday, Saturday morning, the choir boys going to clean up, finding steak bones and the beer cans in the garbage can Saturday morning. Thought they were going to find some fish bones in there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. For every God has forbidden to marry and celibacy and so forth. And command. These are devils, you see. And commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of a good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. In Revelation 12, verse 7, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Isn't it wonderful the Holy Spirit can still speak to us before this happens and say, Satan is after you 2 weeks ago. My, how close are we then if the Holy Spirit would warn his bride first? And I'm going to show you by the message. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we have read the word of God. Now may the Holy Spirit breathe fire into the word and illuminate our minds and open the scriptures with such power that we have never exercised before. On the spot, Jesus Christ on the spot, speaking the word and revealing the word to the hungry hearts. Amen. May every Christian tonight be answered by the power of revelation back to the people. Pour out the Holy Spirit, the stimulation of revelation, the wine of the water of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So this is a subject that I can cut it off. So war in heaven. I may hit one quote and then that's it. I don't know. Amen. So put on your spiritual thinking caps now. Amen. Now we thank God for a prophet, first of all, because these things here, these scriptures, the way they are, you can never break them down. They're written in such a way that only God's mind. But anyway, the week of September the 6th to the 13th, the Holy Spirit told me to warn you about Satan. I didn't know what the implications was really. I just did what he told me to do. Then, of course, the Satan struck hard at David Ruiz and our brother Wayne here. And as we see our brother Wayne back here, we are rejoicing. Amen. I believe it was a testimony for him, his family, and all concerned. Now, only the word and faith can stop Satan now. Amen. And if you notice, as the power of the devil come in more stronger, the Holy Spirit had us go back to the word before the beginning. Amen. Amen. And in the beginning, that's the only thing that's going to pull you out. You have got to know who you are. You have got not a hope so, and maybe I'll make it and biting your fingers. You got to know you was there. Because the devil going to kill you. He's going to get in your mind and tell you all kind of things, see, but you have got to know who you are. Now in Revelation 12, we see that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And we know that even through mediums and everything, and even this Michelle remembers, she said how the devil said 1982 would be a special visitation by Satan. And little did we think that we would even be here in 1982. Maybe we still won't be here, I don't know. But if we're here, we sure have been warned. Amen. Amen. So it's a year that's going to wind up with 9 planets lining up in December. Brother and sister, you better get to Goshen. Brother, you better get the Holy Ghost. You better keep yourself sanctified until you're sealed away. So we thank God for a church tonight that's set in order. And if it's in order, then the Holy Spirit can speak through the office that he has ordained to speak through. Then the Holy Spirit can lead you here in New York City. He can lead you to victory. Amen. Praise God. The captain of the host is here. The officers are in the camp and on their posts. But it must be in order. And the heavens is contaminated with devils, and so is the earth. Now, I'm going to have to go through the quotes because I want you to understand this here from the prophet's message. So I'm going to be doing this a lot on Wednesday night. We can take our time, and I don't have the Spanish, amen, because it's too hard. We'll be here at 12 o'clock at night. So then Sunday morning, I just want to take a whole lot of people in here and just want to kind of take a preaching message and preach faith or something, amen. But in the future home, now I'm expecting you people to start reading your Bibles and start reading the quotes and start reading the spoken word books, and you're reading the COD and the Hebrews, and you better start, because otherwise you ain't going to know nothing. I feel sorry for you. You just come up empty. Amen. So God has made it plain for us, you see.
And now he's speaking here on page 13 on Future Home of the Bride. The whole planet Earth will be destroyed, he says, and he explained now about the heavens now, you see. But a close study with the help of the whole... Now, this is a thunder now. All this is a thunders. This was all hid. These were secrets, mysteries. Now, when were these mysteries hid? They were hid in the back part of God's mind. Now, the back part of God's mind was in the beginning. See? Billions and billions of years in the beginning, then he created the angels. And there they worshiped God for aeons and billions of years in the beginning. And in that time in there, that was in time there. See, in that time in there, there all these mysteries was on the back part of the Bible. Because the first Bible was the Zodiac, which he had not created yet. So all this part, but he wrote it in the sky in the Zodiac when he created it. See, in the beginning, God, billions and billions and billions and billions of years. You can't even understand it. In the beginning, God. That knocks every devil here out, psychiatrist and the rest of them. In the beginning, God. Shut up. In the beginning. Amen. They're finished, wiped out. God says, in the beginning, that's it. And their minds blow out then. Amen. Then he says, God created heaven, solar system and all, everything, and the earth. And then they can't figure it out. They don't know what's the time in there. See? But now it's only, he said, now heaven's here. He's thundering here now on Future Home. It is only the atmosphere around it and the sin that's upon the earth that will be destroyed. Now we realize that the heavens mean the atmosphere above. Now you know who is in the heavens. Ephesians 6 tells you. I'll just go as the Holy Spirit leads me. Amen. I'll drop in here. I have it written a different way, but as I feel the inspiration to strike it, because he got to put it together. I don't want to hold you too long. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I feel the angel in the camp. I just felt his presence walk in here. Amen. He's here. Praise God. I know he's here. Praise God. Now wake up. Amen. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places in the atmosphere. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Now the whole armor of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Believe me, God is giving you this short chance in the fourth year to get the Holy Ghost, or you will not stand. Praise God, you will not stand. Amen. So we see now, the atmosphere, sin. We realize the heavens mean atmosphere above. What does it do? Then these thistles and sickness and death and politics and sinful man and sinful woman, evil spirits will be gone away and annihilated. Amen. Excuse me. It has to be done that way because we're going to live right here. We approved it by the Bible. Right here is where we live. Now notice, thistles, germs, sicknesses, and things will be completely taken away. It's all in the air. Amen. And all of this is existence that's in the earth now. Man-made systems, politics, sin, all kinds of evil spirits that the world is contaminated with. And all the heavens above us, in here and around, is contaminated with evil spirits. Now we're going to go deep and along in this now. All this exists in the heavens, or atmosphere. And the earth, this earth holds those things, but it wasn't made for that purpose. Sin caused it to be like that. It was made by God, the creator. And all of our bodies that we live in now was put on the earth when God created it, because you're out of the dust of the earth. It was laid out here when God himself created. You were in his thinking. And in him, here it is again, the great eternal was the thought, which is his attributes. And the attributes is the germ of God, the gene of God. And he only come for his attributes. Nothing else. And that's why this could not be until the last days. because the acceptable year of the Lord was here and everybody can be saved. But God knew who would be saved. But that was preached like that for years, but this is the harvest time. So the prophet comes to bring predestination out, and because you ain't going to understand this person spoke in tongues and they're doing this. And this one did this and they're a devil. And you're all confused, but the prophet comes so you won't be confused. But it couldn't be before. It can only be now. Because the devils is here everywhere. Deception is on every hand. My. Yes, sir. We're going to grow up, huh? And now sin caused all this to happen, and God, through this age, is gathering up his material. Satan is still here, and that's the reason all these things happen. He's here, and all of his evil forces are still here. Now, Satan is not under the altar. The saints are there. And he's certainly not in the third heaven, nor the seventh heaven. So he's in the atmosphere in the heavens, because God kicked him out of there. Amen. So he's all high places and powers and wickedness. Amen. Notice he says his evil forces are still here. Notice that's why the earth now is so filthy. That's why the scum and ridiculous things goes on. Bloodshed, war, politics, sin, adultery. See, it's principalities. And these principalities and wicked spirits come to people like Hitler and them and talk to them and anoint them. Put thoughts in their mind. Devise wicked plans how to conquer. Do you understand it now? It comes to their natures and they get anointed and they lead people. They put the anointing on people. Same thing in the religious realm. Amen. Bloodshed and wars, and they argue with one another. Then Satan, he controls them all. Now take it easy. Now you can win this war. And you're going to win the next war. Then they're satisfied. But they're killing people. And they control it through the Illuminati during the European wars. You understand, don't you? But he did the whole thing. But the demons for lust want to see people kill. So they anointed these earthly leaders to kill, kill, kill. Amen. I hope you're understanding these things, you know. And all politics, sin, adultery, all kinds of filthiness goes on. It's because that Satan is the ruler of this earth in this atmosphere. You say the atmosphere? See, Brother Ram brought these things and nobody knows he's even talking about. Both the heavens and earth now is contaminated with devils that can accuse us before God. Jesus is there to intercede for us. While the accusers keep pointing a finger, they did this. Now, how they do it? They do it through people that come in here. Brother Coleman is mean. He did this, and those are devils. Now we're going, I'm the pastor now. I'm going to lay it down. You want to find out who's been fighting. You want to find out what's going on in this church and in this message. These people are actually anointed with demons. Yes, sir. They did this here. They did that. You can't hear Satan himself talking in the heavens. He talks through people. Amen. Like on the cross. Come down from the cross there. You're the Son of God. There was a devil. Amen. See? They did this. They did this. They did this here. See? But they don't understand about the blood. But the blood still covers. Amen. He came to redeem that elected that he foresaw. That's why it's so filthy today. He only come. Now, you start reading the Bible after revelation of before the beginning, in the beginning, and you'll understand the Bible then. And then you see all over from the beginning here, since the beginning over there. Then you know who you are. He's talking to you. Then the Bible's a lie that you want to get to it. Amen. Yes, sir. So we thank God for these things here. Now, the true Easter seal, page 22, trying to show you these things here. Speaking about the heavens. Amen. Now, we know that the Bible speaks of three heavens. Page 22, paragraph 134. I believe. First, we know it. First heaven, second heaven, and third heaven. I believe it was Paul that was caught away in the third heaven and seeing things that wasn't expedient for him to speak of them. Now, the first heaven is called in the scripture like the clouds. In other words, down below here on the earthly seal. Now, when that atmosphere up up in above the clouds becomes down into the church. That's a heavenly place when the Holy Spirit comes down into it. Amen. Amen. Then the second heavens is considered a solar system, and the third heavens goes beyond that. So there we are. Now we know that these heavens around this atmosphere is contaminated with devils. Yes, sir. Now, praise God, we're on the beam. Now, Satan is the ruler of this atmosphere and the earth and the heavens, the atmosphere, and the battles is not against flesh and blood. Amen. But it's against powers and principalities and wickedness in high places. Now, Satan cannot take the elected ones. Amen. He cannot take it. And he knows that's why the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, tell the people he's going to try to kill them. But get to that word. Keep yourself sanctified by the blood or he'll wipe you right out. Amen. You can't phony no more. Now you can't go back in the world, come back again. He'll wipe you out. Amen. So you better stay at the cross. Amen. You can't play no games no more. In and out and up and down. You young people, he'll wipe you away. Yes, he will too. Praise God. Amen. Glory. I feel the angel of the Lord in the camp. Yes, sir. Now, Revelation 11 and 12. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. Now, we need a prophet for this here, see, to know who are these people here. And they love not their lives unto the death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having a great wrath, because he knoweth he has but a short time. Now, the whole world don't know this, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to his bride tonight. He's got a short time there, but he's trying to destroy you here. So therefore, he's telling you what to do with the thunders and all these things there. Amen. Now, this here shows Satan's last-ditch battle. That's his last big splurge for 3.5 years to kill everybody. And I believe I think 750 million are going to die, something like that. Amen. On page 70, the future home. Now, let's find out who here in verse 11, who is these people here overcome by the word with a testimony. And that keep the commandments of God over here. See? And they love not their lives unto death. Amen. Now we're going to find out who these people are here. Page 70. Just a little while we'll be summoned. Then the rapture will come. Just a little bitty group. Like Enoch will be taken up. Then the remnant of the woman's seed that keep the commandments of God, Jews, he says. Those are Jews. Have the testimony of Jesus Christ, Gentiles, foolish virgins, not the bride. See, the bride goes up and the devil comes down. Amen. I hope you're getting it now. Have the testimony of Jesus Christ, and he says it, Gentiles will be hunted down like dogs and shall give their life for their testimony, the same seven seals, the same seven thunders. They're finally going to believe it. Well, I'm going to believe it now. Amen. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So they got the same testimony. Amen. So therefore, for their testimony, then one great morning, the break of the millennium, the honeymoon will start. And then the rest of the dead live not till the end of 1,000 years. And then at the end of 1,000 years, there was a judgment showing that Ham was in the ark. And Ham is still there in the remnant. Now, who is Ham? The black man? Ham is white, black, yellow, round in the tribulation period. Ham is unbelief. That's Ham, amen. He says it right here. He says, showing that Ham was in the ark, and Ham is still there in the remnant, not in the bride. Amen, see, ones that's heard it and rejected it will have to be judged. There's Ham. Amen, see, spiritual Ham. Amen. Now, granted, Lord, that we'll not be considered among them, but we'll be in the call to the wedding supper. Amen. For we do recognize Jesus among us today. We're going in with him, out of the world, into him. Let us walk forth into that city, come unto him. Praise God. Amen. You believe that? Then it is Satan's last-ditch battle. Amen. Now the remnant is the Jews, and those that have the testimony is the Jesus is the Gentiles. And the bride is called the wedding supper. Now this great battle began in heaven before the foundation of the world. You believe that? Amen. On the greatest battle ever fought. Now we know before the beginning and in the beginning. And in the beginning, wisdom was with the Father. And in the beginning, wisdom hewed out her seven pillars. In the beginning, wisdom built her house. Hey, and you were there. Praise God. And in the beginning, God created the angels to worship him. Just kind of recapping it back. Amen. On the greatest battle ever fought, page 10 and 11. I don't have time to read it all. Maybe I will pick up this Sunday here. He speaks about the getting your position and getting in position for the battle. So I think I'll skip it, pick it up Sunday. Page 13. This great first battle that was ever fought began in heaven. I'm bringing it back to heaven now. When Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels, it first started, the first battle was in heaven. So sin did not originate on the earth. It originated in heaven. And then it was thrown down from heaven, cast out of heaven to the earth, and fell on human beings. Then the battle from angels become human battles. Amen. But it's supernatural powers in the humans. Yes, sir. Amen. And Satan came to destroy God's creation. What God had created to be for himself, he had Satan come to destroy this. That's what his purpose was to destroy it. Then the battle began here on earth and began in us. And it's been raging ever since. Now, before any battle can be put in array, they first have to choose a meeting ground or a place where the battle is to be fought, a selected place. In the First World War, it was so placed in no man's land, in places where they fought, and there's got to be a place selected. Now, don't miss this. When this great battle started on earth, there had to be a mutual meeting place. There had to be a place selected for the battle to begin and for the battle to rage. And that battleground begins in the human mind. That's where the battle starts. The human mind was chosen for the place of the battle where it was to begin. And that is because that decisions are made from the mind, the head. And that's why he began with Eve's mind. Yea, God has said, and the battle started. My praise God. But Eve was only a byproduct. She was not the Word. As long as she was in the Word, she was all right. See, so therefore she was not the theophany. She was the rib from the theophany. And that's the only part that Satan could get to the church. And today Satan can get to the church, the shuck and the tassel and the blade, but not the seed. Because the seed is the theophany. Can't touch you. Amen. Glory to God, amen. Oh, I won't have time to get it. I have a lot of things down here, but amen. Praise. So therefore, in Isaiah 14, 12 through 14, we'll just read it to you. Amen. Isaiah 12. And now he's speaking here to this. He's not talking to this king now. Amen. He's talking to the devil here. Verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said it in thine heart. Notice, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I'm great. There you are. There's a devil. Puffed up, boasting, and all kind of. There's a devil. Amen. Amen. God's in humility. Dr. So-and-so. Here he come. Big bishop this and bishop that. Amen, sister. That's the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, I don't have time to read it, but on page 55 and 56 in Revelation 16, between the sixth seal, I better say that right there. Revelation 16. I just don't want to hold you late anymore. Revelation 16, verse 13 through 16. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are the spirits of devils. So I'm trying to get these spirits over here to you, of devils working miracles which go into the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And then right verse 15,
Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed he that watcheth and keepeth the garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And here's verse 13 was the Vatican Council in Rome in 1963 it started. And then verse 15 was the Lord Jesus descending heaven with a shout. Right here in our time, in our generation, this here happened. My. As soon as the frogs come back, the frogs look backwards. And they pointed the people back to Rome. Come back, my separated brother. Frogs looking back. A trinity. Amen. So I don't have time to quote us on page 55, 56. But I'll tell you what he said. Now, the dragon is the devil and the dragon is Rome. But Rome is Satan's city. So the dragon, that old serpent, Satan himself. Therefore, then if the dragon is Satan, then that would be the father. The father of the devil. And then the beast would be a man, a body of the Pope. And that would be the son. The father, the devil, the dragon would be incarnate in the beast, the son. Then the false prophet is a false spirit that Paul said doth already work. Amen. And there's the father, and there's the son, and there's the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's his city, Rome. And our city is the new Jerusalem. Amen. And God is our Father, and the Son is the Logos, the Theophany, the Word from the beginning. And the Holy Spirit, not a false prophet, but God's prophets. Blessed in the Word are cried out against false prophets. They speak not according to this word. They are of their father, the devil. Yeah. Amen. Now you understand what I've been fighting all these years. Yeah. Fighting devils. Yeah. Contaminated the earth and the universe. But we stand alone. Praise God. And these are devils that go forth throughout the entire earth. They don't care who you are, what you look like. They'll hate you, brother. They'll kill you. Some think I'm so nice. You're nice, huh? The devil will tear you up. Yes, sir. He said, sure you're nice. Amen. Now we see the battle was fought in heaven and the bride elected. My, I didn't get started here yet. My. Hebrews, a COD book. Amen. I got to get to some of this here. COD book. Page 21. I hope you're reading it. Amen. Hope you're not just looking at it on the shelf. There's nice books on the shelf. Amen. Take the books and put it in your heart. Now you are from the foundation of the world. Devils can't do a thing to you. Amen. He can bluff you now because the sting is gone from his bite. He can only bluff you. He got an arrow. He's bluffing. Amen. But if you don't know the word, you would jump and cringe and scream and, if you don't know the word, you know the word, get out of here, Satan. Amen. So I'm preaching the word. Page 21, paragraph 60. Before there was a foundation of the world, God knew Armand Neville and knew that he would preach the gospel. Isn't that wonderful? While he was a member of the church, and God knew he was going to have that church. And he said, Paul, speaking to the church of Ephesus, he has chosen us in him. Now we all the members of the body of Christ. Is that right? And God, before the world was ever formed, here we go again, chose you and I in him before the world was ever formed. Whew. My, isn't that wonderful? Amen. I'm driving it down to you. Now the first man, now he made the first man in his image. And we all returning back to that image, that's right, to our first created image, which is the seven thunders. We're going back to Eden. Amen. When God created me, William Branham, I was before the foundation of the world. Now watch, here we go now. We'll get into some deep waters. You ready? I was before the foundation of the world, and so was you. Amen. Now here it is, see? Now before the foundation of the world, and watch he's saying, he made my being. My spirit, I wasn't conscious. I had, because amnesia. But he made it anyway. I wasn't conscious of anything, as far as I know. But I was there. Amen. And so will you.
I don't believe you're getting it. That's what he's saying here.
But now, just a minute. Jesus told the disciples that he knew them before the foundation of the world. And Paul said here that he chose us in him before the world began. Now, there was some part of me and Armin Neville and the rest of you all here that's in Christ Jesus before the world ever began. And that was the Word. And you was in the Word. Now, you was in the Word in the beginning. How can you fail? How can you fall? The Word cannot fall. The heavens and the earth will pass away, but in the beginning, God. In the beginning, John, Mary, Joel, Hosea, this one and that one. In the beginning. In the beginning, do you know what I'm saying? In the beginning, before he created the heavens, and the heavens and the earth will pass away, but in the beginning, God. In the beginning, you. In the beginning, Rafael Garcia. Amen. Praise God. Glory. Amen. We was there before he created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And here's to my analysis of that. I think that the people today that are possessed with this spirit are the spirit. Now watch what he's saying. A part of these angelic beings, spirits, which rotated off of God, that never fell in the beginning and resisted the devil's lie in heaven. That was you. Amen. And two-thirds, well, he means one-third here, of the earth is in sin. More than that, which two-thirds of the angels was kicked out. And those, now watch, two-thirds of the angels was kicked out. Now, and then he explains what they are. And those demon spirits, the angels become demons when they came against God. They become a demon. And a demon in the Greek, the root word is to know. And the devils know. My. Yes, sir. And those demon spirits come into people and habitate their body. See what I mean? They are demons. They was once existed, and they come into the people and give them a nature. They come into your human natures and anoint it. Amen. And now we're getting into the waters. Now the eyes is buck wide. My. Yes, sir. You. Yeah. Better stay under the blood. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. And give them a nature. Jesus cast seven of them out of Mary Magdalene. Here's the seven. Pride, boast, big people, you see. Unclean, filthy, vulgarity, emulations, and strife. There they are, fighting, arguing, fussing around. Oh, I tell you, I can take the word of God, brother. My. Them, here we go, them was spirits that was made up back there when God began to make man off of there in his own image. Created those supernatural beings, those spirits. And then he put man in the dust of earth, which was the first man, Adam. And that man was made after the image, this human man here, made after the image of a mammal. Well, that, I don't want to go that far. Amen. Now we see, oh, we got so far. Still with me? Okay, praise God, we're there. Now, page 469, a Hebrew book, 469. I'm just getting started here. I'm going to have to skip fast, but he's quoting from 2 Peter 2:4 and 1 Peter, I believe, 3:18-19 through there, which he used on souls in prison. Now, I'm not going to get into that, but he said, souls that are in prison now. He said now. Amen. You see? And people's souls
or they're in the message, but their souls are imprisoned by one of these supernatural beings in the message with interpretations and so forth. My. Okay, well, he begins to explain. If you can read that, I don't have time to read it. It's now, if you notice, well, I have to read one scripture here. For Christ suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, and he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, my dear friend, which once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark being prepared, wherein few that is eight souls were saved by water. Now, if you notice in here, I think this preacher's got another something on the same line will be answered a little later. Now, 1 Peter, for if God spared not the angels, how is that angel spelled? Little a. If you got 1 Peter, you can see it there. See, now over here, the spirits that were in prison that repented not in the long suffering in the days of Noah, same angel. It was man, messengers, preachers, spared not the angel. Did you know the word angel come from a word of messenger? How many knows that angel is a messenger? Absolutely, angels are messenger, and he spared not the angels. And over here in Hebrews, you remember we went through it a few weeks ago, angels? Now, I'll come back over this Sunday, see? In the revelation to the angel of the church in Sardis and to the angel of Laodicea in Ephesus, he's explaining it. And we run the word angel back, and from the dictionary, we find out that that means a messenger. It could be a messenger on earth, a supernatural messenger. And run it back, you find out it starts from messengers, the first messengers. If he spared not, for if God spared not the angels that sin and the supernatural beings. See, it's two different things. He's talking about men and supernatural beings now. Spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them to chains of darkness to be preserved unto judgment. Then look over in 1 Peter 3:19, for by which he also went and preached to the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God away in the days of Noah. See, it was the messengers of that day in Noah's time, these angels. But you can never understand this unless the prophet brings it out. I used to study this years ago, and I didn't still understand it. I used to read DeHaan and different ones said that the angels pressed themselves into the flesh. I said, well, how? I couldn't understand that. Amen. But anyway, here we go. Which sometimes, it was the messengers of that day, messengers, while the ark was being prepared, that is, eight souls were saved by water. Now, if you notice, when those beings were in heaven, now over in Revelation 12, 12th chapter, which I read for you, and Brother Dave picked it up when he was here, he gives a picture of the woman standing, that's Israel, and the woman at her head, or the sun at her head, and the moon on her feet, and the red dragon stood to devour the child as soon as he was born. And he took his tail and pulled a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. Did you notice that? Now, that doesn't mean a long tail because he hooked around people, but the tale that he told. And pulled one third part of those stars, and those stars were Abraham's seed. Let me see. I'll give you a scripture. I preached it here August the 30th. Genesis 22, I was preaching on 22:17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven. Okay, amen. The seed as the stars of heaven. Now he says here, if you notice, the war in heaven, right? A long tail he hooked around people, but the tail that he told and pulled a third part of those stars were Abraham's seed. And God told Abraham, look up to the heaven and number the stars if you can. He said, I can't do it. He said, neither will you be able to number your seed, the stars. Who is the bright and morning star? Jesus of Nazareth, the brightest that ever lived in human flesh. He is the brightest morning star. He's the seed of Abraham coming through Isaac. And we being dead in Christ take on Abraham's seed and our heirs according to the promise. So the stars, here we go. Now he's revealing it now. So the stars of the heaven represented the spirits of man here. The stars there represent you down here. You are here, but you're represented by a star up there. And when the red dragon, Rome, on his persecution, hugged in one-third of the stars and cast them down, that was at the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, when they rejected him, those spirits from those super, well, I'll get to it, amen. They come down and went behind the Pharisees and Sadducees and stood there at the cross. Human beings that some were handsome and some were sweet and nice, but supernatural spirits had gone into their natures, and they are always religious and sweet. My. Third of the stars and cast them down at the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus, and cast had nothing to do with him. That was that third part of the angelic stars, the angelic beings. See, in your body, inside of you, we got another question on it directly. So, inside of you is a spirit, another man. The outside of you is one man. The inside of you is another man. So the inside of you is supernatural. Your human spirit is supernatural. You can't see it. Amen, you see. The outside of you is physical. You see the physical. See, and this being, if you are spirit led by God, you become a messenger of God or an angel. God's messenger, God's angel is the very same word, can't separate it. God's messenger or God's angel. And which has the greatest authority? An angel from heaven or an angel at the pulpit? Which has it? The angel at the pulpit. The pastor, the evangelist, the apostle that stands in the pulpit has more authority than the angels in heaven. Amen. And yet people will come against that. Yes, sir. Amen. Which has it? See, Paul said, if an angel come from heaven, preach any other gospel to you other than which I'm already preached, let him be accursed. An angel walk in here and say anything other than the seven thunders, get out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care if his wings are swept back. You can feel this and feel that. Get out of here. And what about a bullheaded woman trying to tell you what to do? Get out of here. Praise God. What about some demonized brother trying to tell you what to do with your office? Get out of here. I know where I'm standing. Praise God. Amen. People don't understand the word. Yes, sir. Angel from heaven. So the angel anointed with the Holy Spirit and with the word stands next to God. That's right. Amen. Oh, my. Now, page 472, paragraph 635. Now, the souls that were in prison, we want to get nail it down here before I leave here, that repented not, here we go, were not angelic beings that had been brought down in the form of angels. Here it is. But it was the spirits of those angelic beings. It was the spirit that was deceived by Satan. Not the being itself, because the beings are there in chains. But their spirits came up on the earth in Noah's time and come into the sons of God. And they are vulgarity, they are filthy, and made the sons turn on the daughters of Cain. Uh-huh. And they were married and given in marriage. My. Huh? No wonder they don't want you to preach the word. Yes, sir. Brother Garcia, my. Amen, huh? We're back to the Bible. It was the spirits of those angelic beings that fell before the foundation of the world. That fell, them angels back there, see. Back there when the war went on in heaven. And Satan and the dragon fought, and Michael and the dragon fought, and Lucifer. And Lucifer was cast out with all of his children, all of his angels that he had deceived. And those angels come to the earth and was subject then to become human. Not the bodies now, but their spirits. Yes, sir. And when they did, that's when the sons of, he's saying it right here, when the sons of God saw the daughters of man was fair and took unto them wives. Now, you say, you're sitting there, some of you are saying it, I could feel it. Well, how in the world could that be? How could the spirit of these angelic beings come into human beings? Well, then how could the spirit of Jesus come into you? How could the spirit from the pillar of fire, a body, the logos, a man, Melchizedek, how could his spirit come in you? The same way the other spirits can come in you also. One is the Holy Spirit and the other is religious spirits. Glory! Now we got it. Now we on the beam. They were sitting there trying to figure that one out. Now I believe you got it now, huh? Now, Pentecostal church. Now you Baptists and you Methodists. Those are spirits from angelic beings that know how to say, amen. The doxology and also reverent and quiet and nice. My, don't say amen. Oh, they give you whatever you want, your nature. Whatever your nature is, they put you in that church. My. If you're an old wild person before you come to church, they put you in a wild church in God church. Kick over the buckets and run up and down and scream and holler. Put you in there. The devil put you in there. If you like something cold and formal and starchy, put you in the Presbyterian church. If you want to be Catholic and don't want to be Catholic, put you in Episcopalian church. It's a Catholic church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm Episcopalian. You're a devil. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Don't hit the beam now. Yes, sir. You must be born again. Let's pick up these spirits here. I'm kind of skipping around. I could be here 12 o'clock tonight. Amen. Page 27, you must be. We say we're in the Word now. Amen. The devil gonna be exposed in this church. Amen. Page 27, you must be born again. Old Branham Tabernacle, paragraph 115. And all you good people, let's take inventory. This is New Year's Eve. Let's start. Let's do something. Get the things of the world out of us. If it's still in us, get rid of it. Okay. Now, people of the day take all kind of spirits. Now, here's where they come from. From heaven. They take all kind of spirits. They go up and take a church spirit. And where did the church spirit come from? From heaven. Now, what other spirit know how to worship God other than those angels that fell? And they all form their own denomination. And once I'm Episcopal, well, then I want power too. When you become a Methodist then. And you do this here, you do this here. Amen. And some become Amish too. Amen. And they really got the Amish tied down. Amen. But can't do nothing. They're Amish. So I blasted the Amish to hell. Amen. Amen, Brother Rissler. But Rissler family is free. Praise God, amen. Amen. All I can think of is a beard and a stovepipe hat and a pitchfork. Amen. Amen. That's all I can see. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, glory to God. Amen. Thank God for the family. They identify. Amen. People today take all kinds of spirits. They go up and take a church spirit. They even take spirits. Here we are. They even take spirits that call themselves God's spirits, born again spirits. That's today. I'm born again. For the lipstick cut hair, that's a born again spirit today. Devils. My. On the radio, everybody's born again. Jimmy Carter, teeth, is born again. My.
Praise God.
And he's in Illuminati. He's born again.
My.
See, take on God's spirits, born again, and deny the word of God being true. Could you, the 700 Club and the rest of that garbage? Amen. Amen. And deny the word of God being true. Could you imagine the Spirit of God denying his own word? To you Catholic people, Roman Catholic, I mean, could you actually say that you're born of the Spirit of God and take those dogmas, which is contrary to the Bible, deny the word of God, and say that you're that's God's Spirit in you? The Spirit that wrote the Bible, the Spirit that wrote this Bible would deny it? That would be me telling something and standing up and lying against it. Excuse me. God saying something, then turn around and lie about it when the Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. You Methodists, Baptists, are the baptized and tithes of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and no different now. You got your Bible. You that take a church joining with shaking hands, you that take a letter from one to another and claim that you're born again in the Spirit of God, how can you do it? And look back in God's in His Word and call yourself a born-again Christian when you're dead to the church, you're dead to the creeds, you're dead to the world, you're dead to everything else but God. And God is the Word. There you are. Let's see. They take every kind of a spirit. Oh, they got church spirits. They got all kinds of spirits. Do you finally understand that? Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Hare Krishna, Mooney Moons, and they're all spirits. Jim Jones are spirits. Those are these angels, these demons. And they teach people. They seduce. Doctrines of devils. They teach all kind of things. Amen. And they come in with abstinence. They came in this church. Instead of calling, because celebrities, they call it abstinence. Now, 40 for 1 year, 1978. At least 4 or 5 brothers with abstinence in this church. And I'll blast it to hell where it come from. Amen. That's where it come from. Come out of there. These are doctrines of devils. And it's always puffed up in the flesh. Make them feel like, I'm a man. I did something. I'm close to God. You ain't close to nothing by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Now the sons of God saw the daughters and took unto them wives. They are sons of God. Every man that's born in this earth is a son of God, regardless of whether he's a sinner or what he is. I'm going to prove it to you, see? He's a son of God, created in the image of God for the praises of God. He's created that way. Now watch, but God in the beginning, before the foundation, now in the beginning, God in the beginning knew who would receive him. By the seven thunders, amen, he knew who would receive him. Amen. Where we at here? He knew who would receive him and who would not receive him. Therefore, he could predestinate, or not predestinate, but by foreknowledge, he could tell who would be saved and who wouldn't be saved. For, here it is, for he knew which person would take up which spirit. He see you when you're born. He watch you come all the way up to grade school, high school. He know whether you're going to become a Presbyterian, a Baptist, a Methodist, whether you're going to be a Pentecostal, whether you're going to be a Oneness or a Trinitarian. He knows. He knows which spirit you're going to take up. Because the earth is contaminated with devils. And they're in the churches. And God knows, but his children, forget it, there's an angel with you. Amen. All that the Father hath given me, and the Father thought you, in the Father's mind was you, and the Father spoke you and gave you to Christ. And Christ right there, your spirit was created in Christ before the beginning, and he knows that you will take up that spirit. He knows it. So he can chastise you, he can bless you, knock you down, and you say, "Yay, Lord, where shall I go?" He knows you'll never turn against the word. He knows you'll never deny him. Hallelujah, he knows it. So he begins to chastise you, cut you down, get you ready, because he wants you to come home. He's longing for you. Sure. Glory. That's why he sends the word. Not what's in some devil's mind. Amen, Brother Nino. Glory. He knew which person would take up which spirit. Do we finally understand it? Say amen. Amen. Now, you may be seated, but I didn't go on past 10 o'clock, amen. I had to get to the punchline. And those spirits that would come from the throne of God, here we are, and stands before the throne of God and lived billions and billions and aeons of time before the world ever began in the presence of God, do you think they don't know something about worship? And the ones in the message claim to know about worship, huh? And they won't even raise their hands up? And these guys here, they know how to worship? Stained glass windows, beautiful. They know how to do that. And they come down and get right into man. Get in there. Same way the Holy Spirit gets in, they get in the same way. And they worship God. Absolutely. But see, they're slick. They're not really worshiping. They're worshiping through a creed they cut off from God. But they act like they are. But as long as they keep you away from God, they don't care. My. And I got a vision. I got a vision. And I had a dream. And I had, you did, huh? Wonderful. Is it in this word? Praise God. They worship God and they have a knowledge of God, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See where they are now? And they are smart and shrewd and educated always, but God rejected them from the beginning. My. So therefore, friends, membership of a church or knowledge of some theology or something that doesn't have one thing to do with it, it's got to be the blood of Jesus Christ and a new birth that joins you to him as one person. There you are. Praise God. Well, I have to, I'm gonna close out here because I don't want to, it's late. Amen. But I got the punchline home. I'll pick up this Sunday morning. There are some angels. There are the angels and God and the spirit that's joined with God is one spirit. That's right. Now, the spirit of God that dwells in the church is the spirit that come from heaven that God knew before the foundation of the world that rejected the devil's lie. Now, the spirit in this church, God knows it because it rejected the devil's back there. And the thunders was revealed here, so all of those devils there, they come here. And they try to stomp out this church. That's why the battle was so fierce for 18, 20 years. It was the devils coming against the order and the way the church is supposed to be set up. The devil's keeping your mind upset. It was devils doing that. Oh, I believe you begin to see it now, huh? My. See, they are the angels, amen, it's in the spirit, right, come from heaven, that rejected the devil's lie, and that spirit had to take a body of flesh to take his testings. In other words, our spirits, we had to come here and come down for a test, amen, see, and had to take the testings. He had to become flesh like the others did, and all of them put on an equal yoke, and God, by the beginning, know the spirits that would and which would not. There you are. The devil is so wise, he could deceive the very elect if possible. See, he knows. And God put it in to know. So these spirits, these angels that preached was in prison, angels, if you notice here, a little A, which means man, angels, messengers here on earth, they sin, and the only way that they could sin would be to disbelieve. And they had their own religions, and they did not believe the message of Noah. These were men, that the spirits of these angels in heaven come into these men. They did not believe the message of Noah. They did not believe the message of Enoch. They rejected their message and was condemned. And Enoch prophesied to them in Jude. The Lord God come with 10,000s. Amen. Yes, sir. And they rejected their message and was condemned. The Bible said, and Enoch prophesied to them, the Lord's come with 10,000 of his saints. And he prophesied, and they prophesied, and Noah built an ark. And he even called them wandering stars. They left their first course. They're wandering all over the heavens. My. And spots in your feast. Natural brute beasts. Wells without water. Foam out of their own shame. See what you're facing? And hear what they say. As Noah built the ark, he's a holy roller. He's a fanatic. That hasn't changed. There's no such a thing as a rain coming. And 120 years went on. And he had a religion. And they had salvation in it. There's a way of escape made. Amen. Well, I'll just skip it off here and bring it over here. I'm trying to close out now. And, let me see. That's the way it is today. That man are satisfied in their own condition. There's a way of escape, and that way is through Jesus Christ. And they were absolutely religious men, very religious, but they missed that covenant. And there they are. And the only way you ever know Jesus Christ is by spiritual revelation, not by theology, how much you study the Bible. Now, here's these angels right here. Whether you be Christian Science, Methodist, Jehovah's Witness, or whatever you are, there they are. And all the rest of them. Amen. Page 475. There's the ones over here that he went. The angels, the messengers, them preachers, them intellectuals, them messengers that believe not when Noah went to preach to them and told them, why I come into this ark? They said, listen to the holy roller. Listen to the old fanatic. Why, there's no rain? Whoever heard of such a thing? Why, we don't have, because don't we have churches? Aren't we become religious? Why, they were religious. Jesus said, now watch. Jesus said it would be a generation that passed just then. That generation just before his coming, as it was in the days of Noah. Are you reading me? See, it won't be down through the seven church ages. But just before my coming, 1946, I'm going to come to the prophet, and I'm going to visit with an angel. I'm going to tell the people to catch that open door. Because these same demons that came into the sons of God in Noah's time are going to be loose from the pit in the last generation. And you'll find them over in 2 Timothy 3. What kind of nature do they have? Heady, high-minded, despised of those that are good. Here they come, and silly women led by Janus and Jambres, and this church withstood those devils. Those were devils from heaven that was cast down, and they returned back to New York City to stomp out the seven thunders. And many in you here were shook and shaken, confused, but the word of God is not confused. Amen. Don't you understand? The silly women had to be in this church. These devils had to come in here for the word of God that withstood them there, withstood them here. I wasn't talking no human beings. I was talking to supernatural devils that took a nature behind these women and these men. And they're gone. Do you finally understand? Amen. I'll read it again. You better wake up, friends. And Jesus said it'd be a generation that passed just then. That generation, that particular one, would repeat again just before his coming. And he quotes the scripture, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man, for they were eating and drinking and marrying. and given in marriage. They had a Reno, Nevada then somewhere. They had all kinds of nonsense that they had today, rallying and frolicking and making fun and scoffers and so forth. Now here it is, see, having a form of godliness, but denying the real truth, the covenant, the message of grace, God making this way, giving the people his covenant. How could they escape? Oh, praise God. I didn't even get started yet. Amen. I do want to read something here. Where are these spirits today? Where are they today? Let's find out where they are today. COD book, page 82 and 83, question number 11, paragraph 148. Now here we go. He's going to answer the question. Does the sons of God mean angels or spirits from heaven? That was the person's question. All right. I believe that they wasn't or was not angels. See? They were beings, sons of God. My. The minds is going there. How could that be? Amen. Like the scripture says, not angels. They were sons of God. They were messengers. See? They were sons of God, and they come from heaven to the earth and was put into flesh, not press themselves into flesh. I believe all flesh is born sexual outside of Jesus Christ. I believe he is the only virgin-born being that ever was, Jesus Christ. And I don't agree with Josephus on that, though he was a great historian, but I do believe that they were supernatural beings that come down and took over the spirit of man. And I believe they're right here yet today. Let's find out where they are. Still walking around in Jeffersonville today. Them same beastly, lustfully, ungodly spirits to live right in human beings. Now, someday these men will die. He's talking about his time back here, 1950 or something here, will die. And if there's another generation, they will come right down on them. Now, see, they come in the religious circle, in any church, anywhere as a church, here they come. See, out in the world, they're in the world. They're unsaved, but it's coming in church to worship God is where they come. And brother, if you ain't preaching the word, where you at? You're finished. You are wiped out. And if you have sympathy with preaching mean, you're finished. I hope you're poor so-and-so. You are finished. But why do you say that? You are finished. Because they don't know, but you know. Because God ain't talking to me, he's talking to you. He's talking to me. He's talking to you. Tell me to preach this in, he shows it to me. Then I'll permit spirits to come against it for a test. Oh, amen. They're walking around lustfully, ungodly spirits that live right in human beings. Now, someday these men will die. Well, I said that already. Okay, they come right down and take them on. Now, remember, God takes his man, but never his spirit. This is the same Holy Spirit that they received at Pentecost. The same, not another Holy Spirit. It's the same one that fell at Pentecost. Well, how could that be? It's the same Holy Spirit that's in them as in you. Not a different spirit. Same Holy Spirit. Well, amen. It's the same devil. Not a different one. It's the same one. Amen. In religious forms that persecuted the Christ. It's the same devil that's in the church today wearing long robes. And they don't have to wear. I don't mean the robe over their body now. Now watch where the robe is at. You see? I don't mean the robe over their body. I mean the robe over on your soul. Now what's the robe on your soul? See? Why the days of miracles is past. Ain't no seven thunders. That's a robe. And they can't see. There's a veil. My. Huh? Yes, sir. Unless a man of God ripped that veil in two. They are lost. Days of miracles is past. No such a thing. Talk about modern Pharisees, exactly. However, the Bible said, now here we are, they'll have a form of godliness. He's bringing it right out in 2 Timothy. And there's your church. There's a heady, high-minded devils in the message. Mean, tear up something, don't care, despise authorities. Those are spirits, friends. Those poor people. It passed through here, demonized. Having a form of godliness, but they deny the power. from such turn away, get away from it, just stay away, keep yourself away from these people. My, my. Here it is. That's still them sons of God that fell. My. Supernatural beings. Sons of God that shouted for joy. And the devil hooked one third of them. My. Hey. Sons of God, but they're in a fallen condition. See what I mean? Here we are. Some of them are ministers. Some of them are deacons. Some of them are elders. Some of them are bishops. Just as pious and holy as they can be. My, and now do you understand what Brother Coleman was doing? Whether it be an elder, a bishop, a minister, I don't care. Back to the Bible. Give me a life, elder, minister, deacon. Give me a life. Otherwise, you might be a supernatural devil from the war in heaven, and I faced you there, and I face you here. Back to the Bible. I shall not be moved. That's the word. And I'm standing on it. Praise God. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Give me the pianos over here. Page 485, COD book. Last quote, I'm finished. I'm way beyond my time. Now, these evil spirits deceive people, and of them spirits many times are very religious. And you say, you mean religious? Yes, or even teach the scriptures, the Bible, they sure do. Now notice, Jesus came to a bunch of men that was holy priests, and they kept the laws to the letter, and they were very, very religious. And Jesus and John called them and said, you generation of vipers, they're snakes. Very religious Pharisees, and they were devils. Religious devils. And John called them, and John knew the prophets know who they are. Amen. Who warned you to flee from the wrath of God? When Jesus saw them, he said, you are your father, the devil. That was God saying that, just as religious as they can be. Remember, the devil takes his man, but never his spirit. God takes his man, but never his spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, here it is, comes into your life and sanctifies your spirit. Then if you're not sanctified, then what in the world are you? Amen. He sanctified your spirit, give you a new spirit, lives through you, and gives you power to live. And when your spirit goes on, your spirit goes on the altar and is kept with God. But the Holy Spirit that was on you comes on somebody else, and somebody else, and somebody else. But the real gift is the soul that was before the beginning. Then the soul was in his thinking. And he spoke you, and there was your spirit. You believe that? Serpent seed, page 11. Amen. I want to ask you, who is this Job 38 when he said, where were you when I laid the foundation on the earth? Page 12. When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy, who were these sons of God that was shouting for joy? Jesus said to them, I had joy with you before the foundation of the world. We are not creatures of time, we're creatures of eternity. No man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all that comes to me, I'll give him eternal life and raise him up the last days. No one can pluck him from the Father's hand. How are you going to lose? See, you're scared. You're afraid. You run away here. And that's one of the best evidence in the world that you haven't even been there yet. What are you afraid of? So he says here, those sons of God, those are spirits that rotated off of God. And they were representing you up there. And then many years and years later, God made Adam. Amen. But those spirits were spirits there that's going to be taken up down here. My, 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 my. Do you love them? I know your minds are blown out. There was a war in heaven, and you defeated them there, and you're defeating them right now. Why?
because we're marching over to Jerusalem. You're going to Jerusalem. I'm not going to Rome. I'm going to the New Jerusalem.
We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Marching over to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching over to time we are mine.